Nicole, maybe you could tell me about your initiative and what you are working on now in order to change the industry.
So, Women in Film and Television, it's a global initiative. It's a network for women in working in the industry in all professions. So we have screenwriters, producers, distributors, media lawyers, TV broadcast representatives, so a wide variety of professions represented. And we have different chapters, what we call, across the world in different countries. The whole initiative has been founded in the 70s, so it's a very long time ago in LA, where there was like the core of the industry, of the film industry. And so many more chapters have been grown around the world. And in Germany, we, in general, not only in Germany, but what we do is that we connect women with each other. So if you're a member, we have events, festivals, film markets all around the year, we have workshops, we have just networking events, and to empower each other, to connect women with each other in the industry, because to make a film, it's a team effort. So you need so many different professions and going for one goal. So this is the idea behind. So it's a business network and it's about empowering women in the industry, because women are a lot underrepresented in every profession in this industry. And so this is something where you can connect locally in your city, you can connect nationwide in your country, and you also can connect with other filmmakers across borders around the world. And the goal is to advance the visibility of women on panels with films in the market, at festivals, and also to just create more opportunities, to create more access. And the last years there, the conversation about gender equality in our industry has been so much more, it was just broader, it's become part of the conversation. It's not just an initiative on the side anymore, like a nice to have, but it's a must have. And it's not only, you know, the thing was that we didn't have much data for a long while, which could kind of prove that women are underrepresented. So the last years there have been many studies, research cases where data has been collected, and so now it's not only now but for a while it's clear women are underrepresented. And then you have, this is the one situation, and then you have reports from the big companies like McKinsey, for example, which say that if you have a diverse group of people making decisions in companies, it doesn't only be in the film industry, but in general, you usually have a better result in the success of such company. So you can transfer that to a film, you know, because a film is like an enterprise. It takes a while, you need so many different professions to bring it to success. So, of course, it's not only about gender equality, it's also an economic factor. So for if you have a diverse, a gender-balanced film project, you also are up for a greater success. So this is basically to describe what we are doing.
What I find really interesting that your initiative has been around for such a long time, but now it seems to kind of kickstart within the last 2 to 3 years due to the current events in the industry and all these cases and the Me Too movement and the Time's Up initiative. So could you maybe tell me about the concrete and specific activities that you are working on in the moment, also as a part of this rising of awareness within the industry?
I think there are different levels of activities and initiatives here. On the one hand, there are structures. In every industry, there are structures. So you start with communicating, first researching, and then what we did with collecting data, not only WIFT, but many different initiatives together, and also researchers in universities. So you collect data, you make a status quo, you see what is the situation, and then you start with an action plan. you need to start with communication, you need to bring it into the conversation, you need to increase the awareness that there is a problem, so that people become aware that there's a problem. You need to challenge the status quo, because with all those, you know, Me Too movement, that Time's Up has been founded, all these things, it's because the normal of our industry, how things were done, weren't accepted anymore as a normal. So new norms needed to be found and to be defined. So this is an ongoing process. We are not like, oh, we saw the problem, we analyzed it, now it's different. This is a process. It's not like an overnight success. So you see the problem and you need to talk about the problem, but rather talking about finding solutions, not chewing on the problem too long. So it's a structural thing in the industry at itself. It's also on an institutional level, how films are financed, all those partners. There's a lot of public money involved, not only in Germany, but in many countries. This is a structural problem on a, say, political level. And then there are, with that, also to apply for money, and the juries deciding about public money. There's another level of, that needs to build awareness, that might need to change regulations, adapt them, have a closer look at them, the impact of what those regulations that are in place have on the decision making. Because the thing is that very often it's unconscious bias. It's not that people are necessarily making a conscious decision that's not gender equal or that's not diverse, or that's very unconscious. Very often you are not aware about your biases, so in every kind of aspect. So this is something where the conversation kind of changed, because the awareness has been increased in all the conversations about the creation, the storytelling, the stories we tell, how we tell them, the whole financing. It was for a while, it's still a challenge, but it's getting better if you have a female lead in a film to get it financed, because it was usually the male lead. It was easier because there was this myth that a female lead won't sell the product, won't sell the film. So there are so many stories that are now being made despite paraphrasing female lead or a diverse cast, because there is a need, because the product on screen, it doesn't matter if it's the big screen in the theaters or the small screen on your phone, it didn't represent our society. Our society is diverse. Our society is different than what is represented. Also, the role models we see in many movies, the role models we see in series are not necessarily, or the majority of it is not representing where we are with female empowerment, for example. So this is a multi-layer process, and it's also about having a conversation, especially in the gender equality issue, having a conversation among women. We can't have that conversation only with women, because that's not representative of our society either. So we need a dialogue, not a monologue. But also that the other layer is that women among each other are having different conversations, because it was very much a silo, a way of different silos. Everybody was kind of for themselves, especially women. They didn't talk with each other.
Is there a chance that you could maybe tell us about these opportunities? So what you are working on right now, what partners you find or you get on board, and how they also listen to you and how they take you serious?
Yeah, for example, I think we are at a point where about being taken serious, that's not the problem anymore. It's rather that the call to action is the challenging part. That awareness is much better than maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but to have real initiatives in companies, in the adaptation of regulations, all these things. This is a challenge, and we connect members with each other, so they can make connections. In times of international co-productions, you usually don't finance or make your film in one country. You connect with different countries. So this is something. Another thing is that last year the festival in the Berlinale, they signed a so-called gender pledge, where they committed themselves to go for a gender equal and diverse goals in the teams programming the festival. That's one level, and also in the selection of the films. That's another level. So with our work, we challenge institutions like festivals, for example, to be aware not only within the process of deciding which films will be in all those different festival categories, but they will need to talk to the press. No, and it's not, you can't get away with, oh, that were just the better paraphrasing films, so we didn't find any women. It's about transparency. So they kind of collect the data, how many women have applied with films in like the key positions, like especially directors and producers and authors and lead. So it's a different conversation, it's different transparency, and the festival kind of has to communicate about their decisions. They don't get away with it if they have like 10% females represented in their whole program. So that's not an option anymore. So we are not in gender equal situation already, so this will take time, because it's what's been seen at a festival is one thing. We don't have a 50-50 gender equal output on productions. So you can't only blame the festivals if they're not having a gender equal program. And then if you have like a gender equal production result, the budgets might not be the same. Women very often have smaller budgets. So you see, there's another layer. And also we have, if you see the graduates from film schools, it's not only in Germany, but across many countries, you have 50-50 graduates. If I say 50-50, it's women and men. But then along the way of the career, not so many women are working in that profession where they graduated from film school. So that's another layer. So the festival is very, very important, because it can really start a career. It can help your career immensely, because it's about visibility. So, but it's not the only factor. It's very multi-layered.